Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
His office says the 78-year-old former president was discharged after being hospitalized overnight. The diagnosis? The flu. A spokesman says Clinton and his family are deeply grateful for the exceptional care he received at Georgetown University Hospital.
A veto of a bill by President Biden deprives President-elect Trump of the opportunity to fill 66 new federal judgeships. It stops a federal court expansion. A snowstorm moving from upstate New York to New England leaves 1 to 6 inches of new snow Christmas Eve. Syria's new leader says he and leaders of other Syrian rebel groups have agreed to consolidate. The Moscow City Court has sentenced a U.S. citizen, Evgeny Spector, to 15 years in maximum security penal colony. Spy charges. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today, the teacher who was shot and killed at Abundant Life Christian School Monday was laid to rest. Erin West was 42 years old. Friends say she dedicated her life to serving others and to her faith, and that made her a perfect fit at Abundant Life. Meanwhile, 14-year-old Ruby Vergara was laid to rest over the weekend. Loved ones remembered her for her musical talents, which she loved to share, and her special bond with her animals. And a scare in Belleville. A 12-year-old student may face charges after allegedly plotting to harm themselves and school staff. Fellow students reported it a week ago and told officials what the child was saying. The 12-year-old was referred to Dane County Juvenile Court on charges of disorderly conduct and making terroristic threats. That student was not taken into custody, but they're no longer allowed on school grounds, and there are still more discipline decisions in the works. Belleville police thanked other students for taking it seriously and coming forward. If you're looking for ways to give, the fundraiser for the Abundant Life Christian School community is now near $70,000. Almost 700 people have donated. You can find a link to it on our website, WMDXradio.com. There are lots of ways you can give back, and it doesn't just have to be monetarily. Tomorrow is the big blood drive at the Alliant Energy Center. We can all get so busy this time of year, it's easy to get overwhelmed. But the spirit of giving is what the holidays are all about. Rebecca Rockhill from the Red Cross.
We see people getting into the celebrations and the gatherings of the holidays. People tend to schedule less or cancel more for their blood donations. They're thinking more about other things. And so it's really important that we continue to donate.
The Christmas Eve blood drive is tomorrow at the Alliant Energy Center. It runs from 7 in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I checked. There are still tons of times available. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers dominate the Saints. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Saints 34-0. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's hard to shut out an opponent in this league, and from what I was told, it was the first one this season, so I was really proud of our defense.
Running back Josh Jacobs with a total of over 100 yards of offense and a touchdown.
I tell people all the time, I feel like I'm the heartbeat of the team in the sense of I get everybody energized. I get everybody with the right type of mentality that I feel like we need to have to play in the game.
With the win, the Packers have clinched a spot in the playoffs. NBA, some of the Bucks players not happy. They won't be playing on Christmas Day, feeling snubbed by the NBA. Last night, the Bucks beat the Bulls 112-91. Chris Middleton with 21 points.
Chris, I thought maybe his best game of the year. Early in the year, we wouldn't have won either game. Now we're not only winning games, we're winning them, you know, with a cushion. I thought defensively, maybe one of our best defensive efforts.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy, but quite comfortable today with high temperatures reaching the mid-30s. Staying stuck under overcast skies tomorrow, temperatures return to where they are today. Everything changes on Thursday. Freezing drizzle lifts through early in the morning, changing to regular rain and kind of soaking us the entire weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
They drank coffee all day and into the night. Coffee and cigarettes. Yeah. You know, the Winstons were going and blue haze in the house.
That's what we did for fun. Before cell phones.
Yeah, he said, well, yeah, you smoked, right?
I said, yeah. But that's what we did with our hands at the time.
Now we just hold phones.
Yeah.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the deceased actor Jimmy Stewart. Don't ask me how we got him. He's going to talk about his film, It's a Wonderful Life. And then Santa joins me to talk about his illustrious career.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Summers, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, everyone, Happy Holidays, and welcome in to the holiday edition of the Todd Alba Show. Hopefully you are settled in with a cup of something warm and cheery. Mr. Summers, Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Yeah, I'm sure I got a nice cup of hot cocoa.
Yes, I do. I do as we sit here, and by the way, in full disclosure, we're recording this a couple of days ahead of time here, so we're not live today, no live show, so unfortunately can't call in, but we've got a great program set up for you here of information, some holiday traditions, some talk, and a lot of music. That's what the holidays are about. You don't want to hear Todd talk for 2 hours. We want to hear some holiday tunes, and we're going to do that today.
Indeed, and both Todd and myself, we have the same favorite Christmas music.
We do. We share that. We'll talk about that in a minute. So, yes, I walked over and, you know, I don't do a lot of commercial coffee, but a Starbucks mocha. It's hard to beat.
It is something else.
So I have a mocha in hand. And also from our sponsors and friends down in Racine for Civic Media, O&H Kringle. And O&H, is it delicious? I got the reindeer track Kringle from O&H Kringle down there in Racine. If you have not picked up some, it's still the holiday season. So give them a call, or I'm not sure if they do mail order or not. But if you're in Southeast Wisconsin, stop down at O&H Kringle. I have the moose track. I keep calling it moose track. The reindeer track. It's probably the same kind of tracks.
They do.
It's chocolate.
It's not too late to order.
Really?
They do ship these items between November 1st and December 31st. So if you're listening to this,
it's not
still
too
have time.
I'm going to take a little bite here. And anytime you hear me, your radio host, taking a bite of O&H Racine Kringle, it's a wonderful opportunity for you, the home listener, to take some O&H as well. That is a good Kringle.
The description on their website.
Yeah.
On one foggy Christmas Eve, it was pretty hard to see. Rudolph, one of our best bakers, mixed together some smooth cream cheese. Yet it was Christmas, and he knew it wasn't quite right, and he had lots to do and loads of orders to finish that night. That's when a little red bulb went off in his head, and he remembered that scrumptious toffee and caramel candy right by the rack of bread. He mixed in the filling with a speed never before seen, then smartly added chocolate curls and toffee bits to the vanilla frosting. I guess that rhymes with scene. After one bite, his eyes lit up and he shouted with glee, "By golly, this Kringle is so good, it's sure to go down in history."
That's very nicely done. Nicely done, Mr. Zommers there. A little O&H Christmas Kringle reading. Well, whatever you're enjoying with your, hopefully your friends, your family, what have you, this holiday season, we appreciate you taking us along. And we know, I mean, I've been there before, kind of, sort of. You're at a holiday, and for whatever reason, maybe you're ill, maybe other people are traveling, but maybe you're spending the holiday alone. And that can be not so much fun in a lot of cases. But you know what? You're not alone, because Zommers and I are with you for the next couple of hours and bringing you some holiday traditions. So curl up with in a chair if it's snowing out, although it's looking like, as we say, when we tape this a couple of days ahead, it does not look, at least in much of Wisconsin, like a white Christmas.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll have to see.
Well, we'll have to. Maybe there's always the Christmas miracle that can happen. But yeah, it's a great time of year. And of course, you know, Hanukkah this year is right in line with Christmas, the first night of Hanukkah on December 25th and goes through January 2nd. So happy Hanukkah to those who celebrate, and also Merry Christmas to other folks as well. Wanted to start off the show with some holiday traditions, some Christmas traditions around the world, unique customs and different celebrations and different dates. Because I think a lot of people, until I read this, myself included, well, you know, Christmas is a universal holiday, and in many ways it is. But how we here in the United States celebrate Christmas is different than people around the world. So, in no particular order, here are just a couple. We can discuss these. Did you ever see the movie Bad Santa with Billy Bob Thornton?
I did not. I saw it existed, but I didn't see it.
I've never seen it. I've heard it's both bad, as in, like, that's naughty, and also funny. But I've never seen it. This is a real thing. I did not know this. In Austria, Bad Santa is a sinister character associated with Christmas in Austria. I did not know that.
So there's like an evil twin?
Yes, I have something like guess. And I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is originally Austrian, why hasn't he done a movie about this?
Why hasn't he put a stop to it?
But it's probably just a folklore thing. Maybe like a good elf, bad elf. I don't know.
Folklore or not, I think Arnie can take him out.
Bad Santa. So Austria has a Bad Santa. In Finland, and this is fantastic, Finland saunas are a sacred space in Finnish homes during Christmas and associated with ancestors. So I guess, I don't know, you open up the presents, put on a towel, and go sweat together. I'm not sure. But I mean, I would love a sauna. I wish they were more prevalent here in the U.S. But you overheat, so you probably wouldn't do well in a sauna.
Yeah,
but
I'm good
without it. I love a good sauna.
I understand why people like them, yes. But I do not.
In Germany, this one may be, you know, much more traditional, but in Germany, the tradition of decorating a Christmas tree is thought to have originated in Germany in the 16th century. Did you know that one?
I did know that one.
Yeah. That's our Christmas tree tradition comes from Germany. And of course, I've never been, but I've heard from friends who have visited the German Christmas markets. They're spectacular. There's something to behold. In Italy, like Austria, a bit of a dark side to Christmas. They call it Belfana. The witch is a character associated with Christmas in Italy, which takes place on the eve of January 5th. So you have Christmas, and then later on, I guess Belfana, the witch, comes.
I feel like maybe that's just in other countries, other beings take on some of the duties of Santa so that he doesn't have to be the good and the bad guy over there.
Right?
So that the witch comes by and is like, I'll do the coal. You just worry about the gifts.
In Japan, going through Christmas time traditions around the world, Japan, a bit more militaristic. Colonel Santa is a character associated with Christmas in Japan.
Well, if that ain't American inspired, I don't know what is.
Not Colonel Sanders, Colonel Santa. I'm not sure if his finger looking good or not. That's Japan. All right, the Netherlands. Children place their shoes. I've heard this before. Place their shoes by the fire in hopes that Sinterklaas will fill them with gifts. So instead of stockings, they put shoes there.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Hopefully you're enjoying a little hot chocolate or a holiday beverage, cozy up by a fire, maybe just a warm blanket, enjoying our holiday show with us, Somers and I. By the way, we should put something on the old vinyl record player here. Let's start one of our favorite Christmas tunes here for Somers and I. This from probably my favorite Christmas special of the holidays, a Charlie Brown Christmas, a little O. Tannenbaum. How about that? We put the needle down here and take a listen. Oh, beautiful. See, that's what we need, Somers. Now we're in the Christmas holiday tradition.
Oh, absolutely. Mm.
Talking about Christmas holiday traditions, in Ukraine, Ukrainians decorate their trees with spider webs made from paper and silver wire to invite good luck and fortune. How about that? Silver and gold, I think traditional holiday colors, but making spider webs. All right. What else? Venezuela. People in Caracas, Venezuela, roller skate to Christmas Mass.
You know, maybe we'll be doing that this year.
How about that? A little roller derby.
You know, I mean, with snow being less frequent in December.
Well, that's true.
We do it here.
All right, let's see here. In Ethiopia, Christmas is celebrated not until next month, January 7th, and is known as Ledet. Didn't know that one.
You know, the more I hear about these traditions around the world, right, the more it makes sense. You know, as a kid, people always ask, like, how does Santa get all over the world in one night? Turns out it's not all one night.
It's a whole week. Exactly. Here's one in Chechnya. Unmarried women toss a shoe over their shoulder to predict their romantic prospects for the next year.
So, like, what? If it lands face up, it's this. If it lands face
down. I don't
know,
I guess. Kind of like tossing a bouquet or something. I'm right. Not sure. In Colombia, the holiday season begins with Noche de las Velitas, Night of the Little Candles, when people light up their homes and streets with candles. Now, that would be fantastic. That would be beautiful.
Yes, I agree.
And I'd like to take that on. Just some of the holiday traditions around the world there as we continue on with our holiday special. How about going back to Germany for a second? Did you guys ever grow up having advent calendars?
Yes. Yeah, we still do those, usually.
Yeah, we had one. It was made of kind of felt. It hung on the wall, and then there were little pockets for each day, and then you had, like, whatever it was, a little thing that was in each pocket for advent.
Yeah, we had one like that. That was an apron on a mouse is what it was.
Oh, really?
And there was a little baby mouse that would hop to each pocket for each day.
Well, advent calendars started in Germany. Once again. So Christmas trees, advent calendars, all coming from Germany. With us is a special holiday edition here on the Civic Media Radio Network of the Todd Hallball Show. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Going to give you some extra music this show. Sit back, relax, enjoy yourselves. A little O. Tannenbaum from the Charlie Brown special.
For Madison, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's Ballroom Brunch.
Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hi, this is John from the John and Gordy Morning Show. Dane County Humane Society believes pets make wonderful gifts for those ready to welcome a new family member. Before getting someone a pet, Dane County Humane Society recommends discussing what they're looking for. Even better, offer to take them to the Dane County Humane Society to find their new companion. This way, you can be part of the process, and they can experience the magic of finding their new best friend. Learn more at giveshelter.org.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Feeling the Christmas spirit. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Little Vince Giraldi trio there with Charlie Brown Christmas. Christmas time is here. You can let it play summers. It's and whenever you hear that music, you know that the Charlie Brown Christmas special is starting.
Yeah, and it's really the perfect vibe for the feeling you get when you've just come in from the outdoors and having fun in the snow with your family. Maybe you are young yourself, or maybe you have some young people in your family you're making snowballs and little forts with. You come inside, you're cold, wrap up in a blanket, drink some hot cocoa, or maybe it's lunchtime, you're having some soup. Yep. Sit in front of the fire, and this music really fills that, or creates that feeling.
It really does. Welcome back to the show, everybody, our special holiday edition, Christmas, Hanukkah, whichever you celebrate. We'll come back to normal programming next week. On Thursday and Friday of this week, we're going to have a special look back at the year in review. Trigvi Olsen and I from the Lincoln Project spent a lot of time this summer going around Wisconsin talking about what makes Wisconsin great. And on Thursday and Friday of this week, we're going to bring you some of those interviews again. I think it's a good time of year. I think a lot of people, at the end of the year, we take stock of what's happened over the past 12 months before we look ahead to 2025. And you realize that Wisconsin is a very special place. And so we'll be looking back at what makes Wisconsin great, the year in review, on Thursday and Friday with Trigvi Olsen. Right now, Aaron Zomers and myself take a look at Christmas holiday traditions around the world. Here's one in Mexico. I've spent Christmas in El Salvador a couple of times, and it's fantastic. The big thing in El Salvador, well, a lot of big things, but in El Salvador, on Christmas Eve, especially the big day down there is the 24th, Christmas Eve, all right? And it's a big celebration, and they have pavo, i.e. turkey, and rice, and all kinds of great stuff. And then it leads up to a fireworks extravaganza at midnight. And you start hearing fireworks 3:34 in the afternoon. And we're not just talking sparklers down there. All right, we're talking like M80s. And still, I mean, and they're just throwing them out in the streets. And by the time you get to 5 minutes, 10 minutes till midnight, it sounds like the highlight of the 4th of July. And so you have the big celebration at midnight, and then a lot of people go to Mass. And then the 25th, a lot of people go either to the beach or to the river. So that's what they do in El Salvador. So in Mexico, poinsettias, which bloom in winter, are indigenous to Central America, specifically to southern Mexico around the Taxaco del Acron and the state of Oaxaca. A Mexican legend tells of a girl who had nothing but a bunch of weeds to offer the baby Jesus at Christmas Eve service. When she knelt to place the weeds by the nativity, the bouquet burst into the bright red flowers. Ever since then, the flowers, whose leaves are said to be shaped like the Star of Bethlehem, have been known as the Flores de Noche Buena, or Flowers of the Holy Night, and have become synonymous with Christmas. Did you know that, Zombers, that poinsettias came from Mexico?
I did not. Quick note on that. If you have them around your house, don't let your cats eat them. They are poisonous to cats.
Yeah, all right, fine. Yeah.
It's important to know.
I'm sorry, it just tickled me that people are sitting around. Oh my God, get the cat away from the poinsettia right now. Do cat are they drawn to it like catnip?
That I don't know. I just know that they should not eat them.
I don't think anybody should eat poinsettias.
Well, cats especially.
But babies. And you're more concerned about the cat than you are the baby in the house.
So the baby will choke on it, but babies will choke on anything. They're poisonous to cats, though. So it's different. Different concerns.
Practical advice for your holidays from Aaron Zomer. All right. Now in Guatemala, things get a little different. Guatemalans practice a Christmas season ritual that's unique to the world. At sunset, this already happened, on December 7th. Why then? I don't know. Oh, I know. Here it is. The eve of the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. People gather in towns and villages across Guatemala. Let's see how bad I can murder this with my bad Spanish. La Cuam del Diablo, or Burning of the Devil. Since the 17th century, people have believed that burning an effigy of the devil will cleanse their home of the evils and misfortunes suffered the previous year. So there you go. If you're in Guatemala, you're burning the devil. Better than eating a poinsettia.
Apparently.
All right, you can dial up some. Put the needle down on some music there, Zomers, as we go to break. Also, this is, I think most people know this. Midnight Mass in Rome on Christmas Eve.
Right.
Now, I'm on the 24th, I'll be in Richland Center, and Mom and I will be probably watching A Wonderful Life, and then maybe, a Scrooge movie, Christmas Carol, and then we'll have it on as we fall asleep, and I'm drinking, some sort of beverage, probably wassail, and just sitting by the fire, and I'll doze off as the Midnight Mass happens in Rome. But it's very important to a lot of people. You're listening to a special Todd Allball show on the Civic Media Radio Network, our holiday special, a salute to Christmas, Hanukkah. Stay tuned. More after the bottom of the hour update right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Merry Christmas Eve. I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report along with you on this Tuesday. The markets have a shorter trading window today. We'll get the holiday schedule in just a moment.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Market advisor John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing joins us with a look at the holiday schedule for the agricultural markets this week.
Sure, just so people kind of get an idea what we're looking at. Obviously, on Christmas Eve day, you know, here on Tuesday, we're only trading till noon today. Then the markets are closed. They will stay closed all the way through till Thursday morning at 8:30, and then the agricultural markets will open up again. So obviously, no night trade on both Tuesday and Wednesday night. Obviously, closed for the Christmas Day holiday. But then we'll have our full trading session back again starting on Thursday, and typical trade like we would see it into the end of the week. You know, with one Thursday night trade as well as full day trade on Friday. Again, we'll see some of this action again around the, obviously, on the New Year holiday with a very similar type schedule.
John Heinberg along with us. He's a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. We'll take a look at how prices are shaping up ahead of the closing bell in just a moment.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Ahead of the closing bell on Christmas Eve from Chicago, corn and soybeans are seeing strength. Cash corn is up a quarter of a cent at $4.48 a bushel. 2025 new crop corn is up a half a penny at $4.37¾. Cash soybeans are trading up 3 cents at $9.72½. And 2025 new crop soybeans are up 3½ cents, trading at $9.90½. Wheat is seeing lower prices today. Cash wheat down 2 cents at $5.38½. And July new crop wheat down 2¼ cents at $5.56 a bushel. The Class 3 milk prices are mixed. The January contract is down 7 cents at $19.64 a hundredweight, but the February Class 3 milk contract is trading up a penny at $19.62 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Have a Merry Christmas.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy, but quite comfortable today with high temperatures reaching the mid-30s. Staying stuck under overcast skies tomorrow, temperatures return to where they are today. Everything changes on Thursday. Freezing drizzle lifts through early in the morning, changing to regular rain and kind of soaking us the entire weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
The John and Gordy Show.
The can of coffee that I had here for our coffee maker, I don't know what happened to it, but it tasted like cigarettes the first time I brewed the coffee maker here. I don't know if I've gotten used to it or if the flavor has just gone away somehow.
Maybe people are putting their cigarette butts out in that can and you didn't know it.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Merry, Merry Christmas. Greg Bach and I are off for a couple of days. We have some wonderful guest hosts filling in for us. We'll see you on Monday.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And all I want for Christmas is you. Welcome back to a special holiday edition of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah for all those celebrating. Aaron Zomer is on the board, Todd behind the mic. Glad to have you along with us. That, I mean, what's more Christmas than that, Zomer?
Not a lot, that's for sure.
I love every part about that song.
Me too.
And it comes from, well, it was the song was there before the movie. It comes from one of my favorite Christmas movies. And yes, I believe it is a great Christmas movie.
Well, of course, Love Actually is a Christmas movie.
Thank you. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about this segment. By the way, we're pre-recorded today for a holiday edition. Glad to have you along with us here on Civic Media. On Thursday and Friday of this week, we're going to be looking back at what makes Wisconsin great. Our tours around the state with Trygve Olson and myself, interviewing all kinds of great people. Winemakers, duck drivers, University of Wisconsin chancellors. It's going to be a great show, a couple of shows on Thursday and Friday. Right now, though, we're going to look back at these. Now, you're home listening, hopefully, or maybe if you have to work today, God love you. I've been there myself, working on the holidays. But these are movies that you may want to check out. Some I've heard of, some I haven't. And who, of course, is the all-knowing person about holiday movies? Who else but Oprah? So here now from OprahDaily.com. According to OprahDaily.com, the 34, how they chose 34, I have no idea. But these are the top 34 Christmas movies according to Oprah.com. We're not going to go through every single one, but number 34 here. Christmas with the Cranks. Remember this one, Summers?
I sure do. I've seen that.
Really? Really? The holiday season is a time of family togetherness and family dysfunction. Christmas with the Cranks is the kind of Christmas classic that was critically panned when it came out in 2004, but has been a holiday staple in the time since. When their daughter leaves the nest and moves abroad, Luther and Nora Crank, Tim Allen, and Jamie Lee Curtis decide to skip the holidays. Then their daughter comes home, and they decide to go all out. It's been years since I remember this coming out, but I've been years since I've seen it.
Oh, I remember that movie very well. There are a lot of movies that my family has seen many times. That's one of them. We used to watch it every Christmas season at least once. And I can definitely remember there's a scene where they're going to get Frosty out from the basement. Their decoration, Frosty, which is this giant snowman that is very dangerous because it's very heavy. And so, like, they depict it as an evil monster waiting behind the furnace for them to go and pull out Frosty.
Speaking of that, we should just get right to it. This year, there's a movie on Netflix called Hot Frosty, which you went on Pete Schwab's show, Nightlight, and did a review. Give us again, for those who haven't seen it, this is a new movie out this holiday season on Netflix called Hot Frosty.
So we're all familiar, or I imagine most of us are, with Lifetime and Hallmark movies. The cheesy, feel-good, not always Lifetime, but Hallmark always, the cheesy, feel-good Christmas movies where, oh, this woman who has most things right goes to a little town where her family's from, and it's like, oh, I don't want to be here. And then some guy who's a family man and all-around great dude who's rich and smart and talented and famous, but humble. Oh, and they always fall in love on Christmas,
right,
or some variation of that. This is not that. So it's kind of poking fun at those a little bit.
All right.
Similar vibe, except it's about a town that makes snow sculptures, and they make a Michelangelo's David-looking snowman. Very sculpted,
hot, handsome,
as they might say, snowman. And the main character, played by the same person as Gretchen Wieners from Mean Girls, puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this man. And later that night, after she leaves, he comes to life. And because he was literally born that evening, starts streaking throughout the town.
And it's a naked Frosty.
Yes. No nudity is shown.
All right.
You can watch this with children.
Really? You can. All right.
There's some stuff that's just weird, but it's not going to be concerning.
All right.
Okay. All in all, it's fun, but not that great. But if you like that style of movie, you'll have a good time.
A rom-com, you know, it's not.
Yeah.
Right. You said the CGI was not that great.
Yeah, or the
practical effects either. Like, yeah. The snow sculptures are clearly made of foam, and sometimes they, like, bump them. And so snow does not move the same way as a block of foam.
Right.
So, like, if that kind of stuff bugs you, you might not be able to watch it. But
just curl up with a drink and some popcorn. Enjoy it for what it is.
Acknowledge that it's goofy, right, and it's a good time.
All right. That was not on the list, by the way. But it's a new movie, so you can't blame Oprah.
Right.
These are, according to OprahDaily.com, the 34 top holiday Christmas movies. Number 33, Just Friends. Real-life buddies Ryan Reynolds and Anna Faris join comedic forces for some bi-coastal holiday hoopla. Ever heard that? Ever seen that one?
I have not.
I feel that was like a Hallmark one, I think. I vaguely recognize one of the photos in it. Here's one. The Family Man. I had forgotten about this. Nicolas Cage is in this movie. Don Cheadle. You ever see that?
What was the name again?
The Family Man. Number 32,
no,
The
I
Family
haven't.
Man. Yeah. From highbrow Oscar dramas to lowbrow horror flicks, the filmography of Nicolas Cage runs deep. But rest assured, the actor who has become synonymous with gonzo storytelling is just your everyday family man in this holiday classic. That is, after he gets a glimpse of a humble suburban life from a magic man charading as a convenience store attendant played by Don Cheadle. Never saw
I might have to watch that one. Yeah. I tend to love Nicolas Cage movies.
Yeah. To me, this is a controversial one. Number 31, according to Oprah, Edward Scissorhands.
I forgot that is kind of a Christmas movie.
Says here, nothing that says Merry Christmas like a friendly ghoul with a good old scissor grip, right? Leave it to visionary director Tim Burton to turn the holiday season from holly and jolly to strange and unusual, with a costumed Johnny Depp as a misunderstood protagonist, of course. I guess kind of, sort of, but I would not say that's a Christmas movie.
Well, I know you believe Die Hard is a Christmas movie, though.
100%, and I just watched that with Mom over the Thanksgiving holiday.
So then why is Edward Scissorhands not?
Because I said so. I don't know. I just, okay, fine, I guess. Fine, all right. I'd forgotten this one. Saw this years ago. From 1998, Jack Frost is the name of it.
Yep, Michael, I know that one.
Michael Keaton plays the title character in that. Wow. Have you seen that?
Yes. That's another one that I've seen many times.
Number 29, Prancer. This is one I had not seen in a while. But I think this got panned at the box office, but I kind of liked it. Did you see it?
I don't remember.
Let's see here. He may not have a nose so bright, but Prancer is just as much star power as the most famous reindeer of all. As an injured and abandoned animal.
Yes, I have seen it.
The little girl who will nurse him back to health and, of course, save Christmas for the entire world.
I liked that movie.
Yeah, I thought that was good. What else we got here? Older movie. It Happened on Fifth Avenue. I'm not sure if I ever saw that one, but that's on the list at 27. I can't believe this is not higher. Number 26, Elf. Elf should be higher than 26, shouldn't it?
I agree. I think whether or not you
with
enjoy
Will Ferrell?
Elf, I think the only reason not to enjoy Elf is if you've seen it too many times.
Well, okay.
Because it's great.
Yeah. The other, number 24, The Santa Claus. Of course, I think it's iconic. The first one with Tim Allen. That's just, to me, it's a great movie. Here's what I never saw. The Best Man Holiday. A frequent on-screen couple, Taye Diggs and Santa Lathan, ignite their chemistry for a sequel to Malcolm D. Lee's The Best Man. Never saw it.
Me either.
I have no idea what that movie's about. Trading Places. Was that a Christmas movie?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen it?
Don't think I have.
In the movie, a suave street hustler.
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, Eddie Murphy trades places with preppy commodities broker Dan Aykroyd on a deer.
On a dare. But not in a long time.
Ends up having a knack for the job. And it says in here, while not about Christmas per se, the movie is set during the holiday season and is consistently ranked among the best Christmas comedies. Never saw this one. The Black Nativity. Warm up those vocal cords watching Black Nativity, a movie teeming with star power. another take on the Christmas story, I guess. Jennifer Hudson is in that movie. Did not know that.
And if you're talking about singing, Mary J. Blige is in there.
Yeah. Also, as we look at holiday movies here on the Todd Allball Show Holiday Edition with Aaron Zommers and myself, number 20, again, I feel this is much too low, A Charlie Brown Christmas, which we've been playing some of the music from.
This should be top 10.
Absolutely, it should be top 10. Maybe top 5, in my opinion. I mean, there is no better Christmas soundtrack, I don't believe, than that soundtrack from any movie. That's just my opinion. Number 19, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That came out years ago. Chevy Chase, 1989. The Griswolds, of course. I like it when the squirrel gets in the tree.
Classic.
All right, and here we go. What should we dial? I should have told you some music for this. From the Love.
I've got something dialed up we could play.
You have something from Love, actually?
Oh, no.
That's fine. I don't care. You could start something if you want. One of my favorite all-time Christmas movies here. Love, Actually. And it says here, according to OprahDaily.com, we're not sure which part of Richard Curtis's gloriously British Christmas ensemble film we love most. Bill Nye, a pelvis swiveling rock star, Colin Firth, getting lost in translation, or Hugh Grant, cold knocking on residence doors to find his one true love. In a romp that is as funny and heartwarming as it is sad and heart-wrenching, Curtis delivers a holiday film that, to us, it is perfect, quote unquote.
Yeah, and as we've said before, just remember this one is rated R, and it is rated R for a reason. So don't watch it with your kids. But great movie. Fantastic.
I think I've told this story on the air before.
When you went with your mom?
Yeah. But I'll tell it again for those who haven't heard. So when this movie first came out, we went to see another movie, my mom and I. And I saw one of my old roommates. He and his girlfriend were leaving the theater. My mom and I were coming in. We went over, we talked. My mom said, what movie is it? I said, I chose the wrong movie. I said, I don't know. I said, it's the first one or whatever I said. So she buys the ticket. And we go in thinking we're seeing one movie. I can't remember the movie we thought we were going to go see. And in the opening sequence, the first 5 minutes, there's some pretty blatant nudity.
Yes.
And we're like, this is not the movie we came to see. But we loved every moment of it. And we were laughing till we were crying. And people were looking at us. And part of it was so funny to us because we just didn't expect this movie. And it was just a glorious movie to literally discover unexpectedly.
It is a hilarious movie.
Yeah. Love, Actually. We'll play some music from it when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's a special holiday edition of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jolly, jolly Christmas this year.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In coming reports, we're anticipating 2025 democracy court cases and legislation. In October, a federal appeals court struck down a Mississippi law allowing receipt and counting of mail-in ballots up to 5 days after Election Day. We're expecting it in the U.S. Supreme Court. A 3-judge appeals panel in the notoriously conservative Fifth Circuit Federal Court ruled October 25th that federal law does not allow any state to extend the receipt of ballots after Election Day, including in-state ballots or the UOKAVA mail ballots used for overseas military and diplomatic personnel. The panel allowed the counting of those ballots for the 2024 election, but sent the case back to a lower court. Despite 20 states offering a grace period of varying lengths, U.S. Circuit Court Judge Andrew Oldham wrote, "Federal law does not permit the state of Mississippi to extend the period for voting by 1 day, 5 days, or 100 days." One election law professor termed the decision bonkers. Pro-voter groups asked November 8th for a reconsideration in front of all Fifth Circuit judges, but the case is likely to be ultimately appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. An adverse ruling by the court could impact millions of voters at home and abroad who depend on mail ballots. We have links to the case documents and other reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Christmas is all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written on the wind. It's everywhere I go. So if you really love Christmas, come on and let it snow.
The incomparable Billy Mack. From Love Actually.
It's even worse than I remember.
You know I love you, I always will. My mind's made up the way that I feel. There's no beginning, there'll be no end. 'Cause all my love, you can depend.
Welcome back to a special holiday edition of the Todd Allball Show, along with Aaron Zommers here. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. We're looking at the top 34 Christmas movies, according to Oprah, at least OprahDaily.com. And at number 18 is Love Actually. Billy Mack, played by Bill Nye in the film there. And what's beautiful about this movie, Love Actually, and Zommers is right, you can't watch it with small children. There are some F-bombs. And
nudity.
Some and nudity. Adult themes. But it's also hilarious. And what the beauty of this is, there's so many different storylines. And they weave, I hate using that word now, but they weave it all together, and it all culminates beautifully and perfectly by the end of the movie. And one of these storylines is this washed-up fictional singer, Billy Mack, who is a big rocker and everything, and he's kind of lost his career. And so now they're paying him a lot of money to come in and sing this kind of cheesy Christmas tune that they, it was one of his old songs that they made into a Christmas tune.
They just changed the words, and right, it's so bad.
And he's like, he knows this is crap, but he's doing it anyway for the money. And so in the course of the movie, he decides just to be really honest with a radio host and admits that it's crap. But wouldn't it be funny if people made this the number one song of the season, and hilarity ensues. And that's just one of the storylines. So check it out. Love Actually, one of my all time, certainly on the top five list of Christmas movies. Number 17, another classic, Home Alone. Macaulay Culkin, the John Hughes box office beast. I mean, it's aged beautifully, I think. What do you think or not?
I absolutely agree.
It's a great movie, Home Alone. Now here's one, number 16, A Christmas Carol. But OprahDaily.com says the 1951 edition of A Christmas Carol. Of course, later on there was a version with Bill Murray, Scrooged, which is an updated one. There's all different, you know, there's a Christmas Carol has been made and remade. Now, the one I like, Albert Finney, the musical version, simply called Scrooged, ED at the end. And to me, that's the all-time classic. I love the musical version. It's a really, really beautiful. You have a particular Christmas Carol version you like?
I mean, I haven't seen any of them in so long. I know I was really little whenever I saw the last ones. Aside from, interestingly enough, the like kids versions are the ones I saw more recently.
All right.
Like, I don't know, the Mickey one with Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, right. And of course, at number 15, we have the Bill Murray adaptation, Scrooged, you know, where he plays kind of the updated Scrooge character.
Right.
Number 14, Polar Express. I mean, it's fine, but I never saw it like a lot of people did.
I remember seeing it in theaters.
Yeah.
And for the beginning of it, I was like, wait, I knew nothing about this movie going in. Is this real life or is this animated? Looking back on it now, I'm like, wow, it's painfully obvious. But at the time, it was kind of mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
But it did. It's got its issues.
Right. Number 11, The Preacher's Wife. Here's what I've forgotten about. The first Christmas movie to feature an emissary from heaven helping a woman with her quest to be a better person. Kind of like it's an updated version of It's a Wonderful Life. But it was Denzel Washington and Whitney Houston were the stars in that.
Wow.
I remember seeing that. It's a very, very good movie. I'm not sure if movie qualifies, but I guess for these purposes, Oprah says number 10, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the classic television movie.
Like the stop motion animated one? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's a great movie. Number 9, A Christmas Story, of course, with Ralphie Parker.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
That's right. Now, here's one. Number 8, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey version. For my money, you can't beat the old animated one, the original.
I love them both. They're very different.
Yeah, they are very, very different. Number 7, Miracle on 34th Street, the 1947 classic. Really, really great movie. Number 6, It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart. Again, Frank Capra's classic. Can't do better than that. Number 5, The Shop Around the Corner. I'm not sure it was based on, or You Got Mail was kind of based on this. I don't think I've ever seen it.
I know I haven't.
Number 4, Jingle All the Way. No, I wouldn't say that. Number 3, Christmas in Connecticut. Yep. Number 2, A White Christmas. Yes. And number 1, Holiday Inn.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. Hopefully you're enjoying a Christmas classic wherever you are at. Speaking of The Grinch That Stole Christmas, it's a great song, by the way. Stay tuned. More on the other side. Hour 2 straight ahead. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah from all of us here at the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 30.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the deceased actor, Jimmy Stewart. Don't ask me how we got him. He's going to talk about his film, It's a Wonderful Life. And then Santa joins me to talk about his illustrious career.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, brought to you across Wisconsin from 540 AM WAUK, wishing you and yours the happiest of holidays and hoping that the yours in your family keep their political opinions to themselves this year.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden and Congress have given the troops a raise. This year's defense policy bill provides a 4.5% raise for all service members and a 14.5% pay hike for junior enlisted troops. A veto of a bill by President Biden deprives President-elect Trump of filling 66 new federal judgeships. It stops a federal court expansion. Progress being made on a Gaza ceasefire hostage release deal, says the Israeli Prime Minister, ABC's Inez de la Quatera.
We understand that gaps between Israel and Hamas over a possible ceasefire deal have narrowed. There are still crucial differences that have yet to be resolved. We understand, according to one Israeli minister, that sticking points include the identity of the Palestinian prisoners that would be released in exchange for hostages. Another issue is the exact deployment of Israeli troops in Gaza.
Admitted yesterday to a Washington hospital with a fever, discharged hours ago, former President Clinton treated for the flu, says his office. This is ABC News.